Well, this is a super bunch of boys and girls today. You're very welcome to the church service this morning. And I don't know what you thought this morning whenever you got up and looked out of the window today, because we've been having some absolutely brilliant weather, haven't we? And maybe as you got up and pulled back the curtains, or maybe it was Mum or Dad who did that, and you looked out and you saw what?
Rain.
And everybody went, oh, come on, boys. Everybody went, oh, it's raining, and we were hoping it would be another really nice day with sunshine. But you know, last week, whenever I looked at the sunshine and the week before, my mind turned to something. Whenever I see good weather like that, and whenever we come into the month of June, I think of two things. The first thing's horrible, and the second thing's lovely. The first thing that is horrible is exams. Now, I know that some of you boys and girls are maybe a little bit young, but they're coming. And some of the teenagers here have been facing exams. Maybe you've still got some to do this week, and I hope that it goes really well for you. But exams are horrible, aren't they? You don't look forward to those. And when I think of June, I think of exams. But I also think of something else that's really lovely. What do you think it might be? Yes? The summer holidays. There's somebody looking forward to getting away from school. Now tell me this, boys and girls. Anybody going away for their holidays this year? Like out of Northern Ireland? Anybody going away? Let's just check where some people are going. Where are you going? You're going to Portrush. Well, some people might say that's out of Northern Ireland. Yeah? Uh-huh. Yes?
England.
You're going to England. Okay. Where are you going?
Texas.
Texas. Wow, that's fantastic. Where are you going? France. Well, I'm going to France as well, way later on in the summer. Now, put your hands down again, because when I was thinking about holidays, I thought to myself, I wonder how you would actually get to the place where you're going. And so what I've done is put up some suggestions here of forms of transport that you might use to go on holiday. And here's the first one. What do you think? Anybody here going on holiday in a horse and cart? Eh? Hands up if you're going on holiday in a horse and cart. Any of the older folks? No. Nobody. What might be the problem with that? What would be a problem with going on holidays in a horse and cart? Anybody over this side, yeah? It would be dead slow and stop. I think it would, unless you had a racehorse or something. Too slow. Here's another suggestion. Oh, boy. Now, there's something close to my heart. Anybody going on holidays in a motorbike? No, that would be a bit strange. What would be the problem with that? Yeah? You can't go through the water. That's true, but I'm thinking of something else. What might be the problem? Sorry? You'd run out of petrol. You might do that as well. But what I was thinking was, there's not much room on a motorbike. Where would you put all your suitcases? You just couldn't do it. Here's the next one. Oh, what's that?
Submarine.
A submarine. Now, anybody going on holidays in a submarine? Well, if you are, you're probably the first person in Lisburn Baptist that has ever done that. Nobody's going on holidays in a submarine. Here's another one. What's that?
A train.
That's a very special kind of train, I think. It looks a bit like that very fast train that goes down through France, doesn't it? Anybody going on holidays in a train? Well, maybe when you're on your holidays, you might, at some stage during the holiday, get onto a train. You could go on holidays in a train. Here's another one. Oh, look at that. What's that? Is it any special kind of plane?
Yeah, it's a jet plane.
It's a jet plane, but there's something even more special than that about it. Anybody know what it is? Yeah? It's got what? Two floors. Yeah, that's right. It has, actually. It's got two levels, hasn't it? It's the biggest passenger plane that's ever been built, and Airbus have just built it, and they're already behind. You want to buy one, I'm sorry, you'll have to join the queue, because there's a big, long waiting list for this plane. But you probably, some of you are going on holidays on a plane. I think if you're going to Texas, you're not going to be going on the next thing. No. Well, it would be nice to go on that, because that's actually the Queen Mary 2. And that would be a lovely ship. It would take a long time to get to Texas on that, wouldn't it? You'd be better going on the plane. So there are all kinds of forms of transport. You know, boys and girls in Bible times, they didn't really have any of those. They had horses and carts. And they also had the next thing. So they didn't have the Queen Mary 2, but they had little sailing boats. Anybody ever been on a sailing boat? Have you? Hands up if you've been on a little sailing boat. Anybody sick on a boat? Yeah, he'd be sick on a boat. You'd be feeling a bit sick on a boat. My son and we're going to France this year, hates going on boats. So we pick the shortest crossing that we possibly can, and the second bit we're doing through the Channel Tunnel, just to keep him off the boat, because I don't want him near me when he's sick. Isn't that terrible? Very caring father. So if you were on a little boat like that, my guess is if it got a little bit rough, you might feel a bit sick. And in ancient times, way, way long ago, whenever the Bible stories were being told, people were very afraid of traveling in boats, not just because they felt sick, but because they thought that the sea was a very dangerous place to be. And so if you were out on a boat and a big storm came up, then you might feel very afraid. You'd say, how are we going to get to where we're going? But there are two stories in the Bible, boys and girls, and I'm just going to mention them this morning. Two stories that remind us that God cares for us, even when we're out on the water. And the first one's found in the Old Testament. Here it is. You know that story, don't you? How many animals went into the ark? Any idea? Yeah? Two by two. We don't know the total, do we? But we know it was two of every kind went in. And Noah and his family went into the ark. Guess how long they were on top of the flood water? Guess how long they were on top of that water? Yeah? You? 40 days, 40 nights. I think it was a total, when you look at it, of 1 year. A total of 1 year. Imagine being on a boat for a total of a year. But you know, there's a lovely verse there in Genesis that says, God remembered Noah. Ever read that little verse? God remembered Noah. Maybe some days when Noah got up and looked out of the window of the ark and thought to himself, I wonder, has God forgotten about us? Now, it doesn't say that in Genesis. But I wonder sometimes, did he think that? And that little verse says, God didn't forget about Noah. He cared for him and he saved him from the floodwater and all his family. Now, the next story is in the New Testament. And here are the disciples. You can't see them here, but just imagine that they're in that little boat and a storm comes up on the lake. Guess what Jesus was doing while they were in the storm on the lake? Yeah? He was sleeping. Can you imagine it? The boat's being tossed about because it's a tiny little boat, and Jesus is fast asleep in the back of the boat. And they went to him and they said, wake up. Don't you care that we're going to drown? There's a terrible storm going on out here. Jesus got up and said, guess what? He said, winds stop blowing, waves stop splashing. Now, he didn't just put it like that, but that's really what he said. Calm. Peace, be still. Wind stop blowing, wave stop splashing. Now, anybody who's going on a boat this year on their holidays, try it and see if it works. But don't let anybody see you trying it, because you're going to look very silly, because you're not going to be able to do it. You'll never be able to stop the wind blowing or the wave splashing. Jesus was able to do it because Jesus is God. He's got all power. He created the wind. He created the waves. And so he's able to say, wind stop blowing, waves stop splashing. Now that story, as well as the story of Noah's Ark, tells us that God cares, that God rescues, that God saves us when we're in trouble. And boys and girls, what I want to suggest to you today is this. Remember, whenever you feel afraid, remember whenever you think that God has forgotten about you, remember, God never forgets us, and God always comes to help us when we put our trust in him. There's a lovely verse that I want to finish with, and it's found in Joshua 1 verse 5, where God says this, I will never leave you or forsake you. I will never leave you or forsake you. You know, sometimes whenever our friends turn their back on us and they go away off and find new friends and they say, I'm not your friend anymore. That's a horrible feeling, isn't it? Horrible feeling. Never do that to your friends, boys and girls. God never does that to us. He never turns away from us. He will never leave us or forsake us when we put our trust in him.